Mike Conti in studio with us. And we wanted to bring in our man, Mike Conti, because he is the voice of our Atlanta United champions. We are. Mike and I brought this up earlier, guys, and if you missed it, we wanted to bring Conti into the conversation and get your thoughts on this. I think it's great. Mike thinks it's great. But if you've not heard, the new MLS playoff format structure for 2019, guys, single elimination with the higher seed getting home field. What are your thoughts?
Well, I understand why they're doing it. They're trying to make the season a little bit shorter, trying to end the postseason before that November international break. And in some ways, that makes a lot of sense. You know, Atlanta United goes right into the playoffs, plays two matches against New York City, and then everything stops for 10 days. And then you go back into it, and you take out Red Bulls, and then you win the MLS Cup. Well, this way now you get everything done before that international break. That's going to be especially important in 2022 because the World Cup is going to be in November and December because they're playing it in Qatar and they're worried about weather and all of that. So it's kind of a preemptive move to get ready for that, to make the season shorter. The season is way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta United played their first preseason match last year on February 10th and MLS Cup on December 8th. That is a 10-month season, not including training camp. Now, some people, including myself, are a little bit queasy about this because you're going all single elimination now in the postseason, okay? Only one team gets a bye, and that's the number one seed. There will no longer be a reseed, okay? So if you're the number one seed, you're going to play the winner of the 4-5 match no matter what. If the number seven seed upsets number two, they don't play number one. That's a significant change.
Okay.
And in my opinion, for a growing league that obviously had a lot of fan support during its postseason, to move to a model where you could be playing fewer home games, I don't like it. If you're the number five seed in the East, you can go all the way to the MLS Cup final now without playing a single home match. I don't like that. I think if you want to be a big league, play more playoff games. But I do understand the concern about getting everything done earlier.
Now, we talked a lot about the aggregate score and the two-leg stage, and that confused the casual fan. You know, if you follow Champions League, you're familiar with it. But here's the thing, and Mike Conti joins us, guys, the big story, MLS going to single elimination. But basically what you see in the NFL, you're going to have an MLS. We would have played New York City here, and we would have gone to Red Bulls. And the question I asked Carl, I'll ask you again. Would the Red Bulls have done that crazy tactical style as opposed to their pressing style?
No.
They just pressed us at home?
They just would have played their game. They would have pressed at home, probably gotten a result, and keep it moving.
So they would have grinded. We might have gone, best case, we might have gone to PKs, or they might have beaten us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is going to make it harder for everyone, not just Atlanta United. It's going to make it harder for everyone to get to the MLS Cup final. But I think we're burying the lead a little bit because the playoff changes, that's significant. But this is part of a dramatic compression of the MLS regular season schedule.
Which is long.
It's long.
Yeah.
You're going to still start the first weekend of March. You're now going to end the first weekend of October. So basically, you've plucked 3 weeks out of the regular season. What are you going to do with those games? You're going to play more Wednesday night games. And here's what concerns me. It's kind of twofold. Number one, Atlanta United's now in the CONCACAF Champions League. They won MLS Cup, so they're going to play in the Campione's Cup. They're going to play U.S. Open Cup. So you're going to have a ton of midweek matches already with those three, you know, events. Now you're going to play more MLS midweek matches on top of it. It's going to be a real test of Atlanta United's depth, and it concerns me. The other thing that concerns me is Atlanta United draws really, really well. Okay, so does Portland, so does Seattle. There are a couple clubs that draw really, really well. I would hate to see MLS stick us with all the Wednesday night games because they know we're going to fill Mercedes-Benz Stadium no matter what. Not saying that will happen.
Yeah, it's a great point.
But that's a concern.
It's a great point.
That's a huge concern.
Mike, and not to mention, you said we've got depth, right? Now, obviously, as you guys know, Garza went, but we've got so many guys in the pipeline. We talked about all the pieces that are there. Hearing the way Mike's laid this out for me, I really hope that nobody comes at us heavy for Miggy. You know what I mean? I want to see some nice depth where we got Tito and Miggy and Barco and Pitty and everybody else.
Well, I think you have to be a little bit realistic about, I mean, if the numbers being thrown out there are true, that's going to be tough
still,
to say no to.
Grind, man.
No, I'm with you. And it's going to be a real test of Atlanta United's depth. And you're right. Atlanta United has depth, and it's going to be exciting to see a lot of the younger guys play meaningful matches. Totally agree with all that. I'm selfish. I want my first team lineup every game, whether it be U.S. Open Cup or CONCACAF Champions League or MLS or whatever. It's going to make it harder to play a first-choice lineup for every single match now. And if you suffer an injury, like this year, Atlanta United
got lucky,
won it all,
yeah.
despite Nagby being out for a while, Garza being out for a while. They were really tested with injuries. When you play more midweek matches like that, you know, it becomes almost too much. And that's something that I'm very, very concerned about for next year.
It is the voice of our Atlanta United, Mike Conte, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Guys, again, the news coming from MLS that they adopt a new playoff structure. But as Mike is laying out, there's a lot more to it. Here's the question, I think, for MLS, and you said it, a league that's growing in our country. Does this create more interest?
Well, I'll tell you what it does. It's going to make it easier for the television networks to create compelling drama for every single match.
And that is a big part of growing the sport.
No doubt. And that's a huge source of revenue for this league. They finally get money now in their TV contract. That's very, very significant. And I think Mike's point is well taken. A lot of casual fans did not understand the aggregate scoring system. This makes it a lot simpler now. Works for the NFL to have single elimination. But you're also adding playoff teams now. You're going to have 14 clubs make the playoffs next year out of 23.
That's
60% of the league making the postseason.
You and I were talking about this off the air. I hate the fact that the NBA and the NHL rewards mediocrity. And you're really doing it here. Although last year, or in this season, that would have put Zlatan in the galaxy,
right.
You mentioned earlier.
And Montreal,
right.
Who was kind of peaking at the end. So, I mean, in this case, this year, I wouldn't mind seeing Montreal and LA Galaxy make the playoffs. But I think you could have other years where that could be a real bust. So, look, I understand why they're doing it. They're very worried about the weather. This will make for better weather in the postseason. If you have an outdoor MLS Cup final the first weekend of November in Minnesota, maybe now you can get away with doing that. You couldn't if it were in December. So I understand all the reasons. I'm just concerned about it because it's going to put a tremendous amount of strain not only on Atlanta United, Sporting Kansas City, Toronto, New York Red Bulls, Houston Dynamo, the MLS clubs that are in that are in CONCACAF Champions League next year. It's going to be a real grind for them.
It's a valid point, guys. It is a big rule change on many levels. But, you know, for MLS fans and certainly United fans saying today, all right, guys, Dukes and Bell, I hear you. Mike Conte, I hear what you're saying. How does this affect us? How would it have affected us this season?
Just as Mike said, you would not have had a home match in the Eastern Conference Final. You would have played a one-game winner-take-all at Red Bull Arena, where Atlanta United did not win even in this postseason.
Right.
They lost 1-0. Would have made the path that much tougher. It also would have dramatically incentivized winning the supporters' shield
Big
for
time.
Atlanta United.
Yep.
Because if you get that number one seed, you're hosting all the way through.
Right.
And so it goes both ways.
I mean, the New York City win at Yankee Stadium was the one we described as transformative. Really
yes.
had things cooking.
Yes.
Everybody to a man. Even Gressel just told us last week that was the game. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's nothing to do with us, right? Because we thought it was about
us.
No,
this has been in the works for a while.
It's not like it's anti-United because we made the Red Bulls look bad again.
No. Hey, listen, MLS should be embracing everything that we're doing here.
Exactly.
I mean, it is a gift to MLS.
To your point, embracing it almost to the point where we're a little bit afraid now. He's right. Mike is right. Listen, if you're putting the product on TV, you want people there. You want the numbers to show up. You come to Atlanta to do that. And that's a big question mark. I'm curious to see.
5,000 people at New England on a Wednesday night doesn't look good on TV,
no.
Mike.
And again, if you're Atlanta United, you're putting everything into winning CONCACAF. Maybe you lose a couple MLS matches. Now you're the 4 seed. You might not have a home game at the Benz.
So this really makes the U.S. Open Cup meaningless.
Hey.
I won't put words in your mouth, but I'm just saying. We started the backups.
Hey.
We talked all about hardware, and we went with a backup squad. Remember we played the Fire here?
I do.
So on big picture, I want more of these MLS championships. U.S. Open Cup, muh.
Mike Conte.